You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Oakland musician Karina Ho studied ballet and played in bands for most of her life, but she never considered a serious career in the arts. A traumatic accident in 2014 changed that and set her on a brand new path. In the months and years following her recovery, she expressed grief and found solace through music, dance, and film, earning herself a Fulbright Fellowship. We'll hear her story in this edition of Bay Area Beats.
My name is Karina, and I perform music under the moniker Onico. I also do dance work and choreograph. My latest video, We Sleep No More, what I was really trying to do is just normalize the presence of different bodies in dance, on film. That's why I chose a group of older dancers, of dancers who use power wheelchairs. They're an unlikely group of people that you would see in a music video. Paint me away. I don't want to sleep no more. I'm awake. Paint me away. I don't want to sleep no more. I'm awake. It's about embracing this philosophy that dance is a medium that was meant for expression. So if you possess a body, that is the only requirement necessary to dance. When I became disabled, my immediate thought was, wow, I'm just going to be crippled and live in a nursing home. And it definitely set me on this path.
Here comes the tiger, and now it's time to go.
Up until then, I was living in the Bay Area, just your average millennial, 20-something, working a job in tech. It sounds kind of cheesy or trite to say this, but music was the best outlet to relieve a lot of what I was going through.
Here comes the tiger, and now it's time to go.
A large part of what I try to do as an artist, I try to tell a story. In 2014, I was on a family road trip with my mother and my sisters and my stepfather. And we were on Highway 101 when we were struck by a semi-truck. The heartbeat represents my mother's heartbeat, which came to an end. After impact, I looked around. I wasn't sure who was alive, who was dead, and I thought my younger sister, who was in the passenger seat beside me, was dead because she wasn't moving. So I looked over and was just yelling her name, and she wasn't able to open her eyes, but she was able to say, "It will be okay." That was just a wash of relief. Probably the greatest wash of relief I've ever felt. So my mother passed away and I sustained a serious injury. So now I use a wheelchair. And when I got home, I was largely immobile, just kind of figuring out how to, you know, recalibrate being a human. But a human who needs to sit down all the time and who can't move the majority of her body anymore. Talking to loved ones, talking to professionals is very important when you're going through traumatic experience, but also finding your own voice through anger, through grief is equally as important.
Be the brave one is what they say to me.
The very first song that I wrote for this project is called Brave One.
But I won't. Some sweet sympathy.
A lot of people were telling me, like, chin up, you'll be fine, just be brave, you know, be positive. It was very frustrating because most people couldn't relate to what I was going through. And so it seemed really patronizing, and that was just kind of a way to just vent a lot of the frustration of this world telling me to be strong.
Speak my name. One of these days, I won't be the same.
I was classically trained. I am very influenced by the blues, very influenced by jazz. And so a lot of what I write comes from that training. I also started to learn how to produce music electronically.
Coming towards my way.
Before my injury, I played in bands, and all of a sudden, the logistics of carrying around equipment was just out of the question. And so I saw my computer as a really amazing tool to play many instruments, to provide myself with percussion, and so that started my journey into cultivating that sound. We don't really see many representations of healthy, active people with disabilities, you know, going through life, having fulfilling lives. But social media is amazing because you're allowed to connect with strangers who are out there being awesome. And so I found young, beautiful people who are doing amazing things, whether it's art or dance or sports or travel or, you know, whatever. And as just content generators, we all have smartphones. We all can create content these days. I think we all have an incredible power to influence the conversation of who is considered normal or accepted into a space.
That was Oakland-based artist Karina Ho, and that story was produced by Truk Nguyen. You can find more Bay Area Beat segments on our website, kalw.org.
Your shadow grows every day.